Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Jazz Palace by Mary Morris, narrated by Michael Early. Chapter 1. It was a hot July morning, and the Green River stank. The Onion River, the French called it. The Potawatomi named this place Chicagua, after the garlic that grew along its banks. As Benny walked to the bridge, he had to hold his nose. A light rain fell, but he didn't care. He heard the music before he saw the big ships, and it made him pick up his pace. Pausing on the Clark Street Bridge, Benny took his time. A parcel, wrapped in brown paper, dangled from his hands. Though he was short for his age, he had a sturdy chest and arms that seemed to reach the ground. His hands were big as catcher's mitts, and he swung his parcel to the beat. He was late, but it was Saturday. Time to be in the vacant lot playing ball. Time to make deliveries, was what his father said. Benny stared into the churning waters which flowed west toward the Mississippi, not into Lake Michigan as nature had intended. In 1900, the year he was born, engineers reversed the current to make Chicago's drinking water safe. It was the feat of the century, sending the city's polluted waters downriver to St. Louis. Cholera and typhoid would follow. Thousands milled on the docks. Western Electric had invited its employees on this mandatory picnic across the lake to Michigan City. They made the receivers, amplifiers, and vacuum tubes for Bell Telephone. In the twine room,